what we seek to do is try and make it as easy and as relaxing for the players as it would have been, you know, under the previous manager. Ultimately, we have to focus on trying to get 3 points tomorrow. And anything else that happens, you know, that'll be down to the chief executive and the board. I think, I would imagine that at this stage, they'll be hoping to have somebody in before the next game, because there is a two-week break. And this sort of tends to happen from time to time. I think, you know, they look to, or managers lose their jobs around international break time.
Yes, I mean, that does tend to happen, but you see that time window, if you like, is there. Do you get instructions from the club? Do they, you know, give you an info, or just say, you know, you know what to do, look after it?
Yeah, the chief executive phoned me up and said that, you know, he'd excuse me, he'd get rid of Steve and the rest of his staff. And he asked me if I would take care of the team until they made the next decision. He did say that they were hopeful of doing it reasonably quickly. And from my point of view, you know, it's a great honour, but it's in the wrong circumstances.
How are the players? I mean, you know, you spoke to them. You would imagine that they would, to some degree, be affected by, again, whatever else it is. It's a personal relationship, somebody they've been working with for some time.
Some of the players will obviously be very, very disappointed. Some of the others who weren't probably playing will still be disappointed at the people losing their jobs, but they'll feel that they may be having a second chance to impress the new manager, and they may have a second chance to get back into the team.
Obviously, it's not just Steve that's gone, as you've said, and a number of the others have gone, but I imagine some of the processes for preparing long-term for a match like this are there. There'll have been some sort of scouting reports done, or this, that and the other, so you have that to draw upon.
Yeah, we've all got that, and it's a lot easier now because you get every game on the television anyway, sort of thing. But the scouts have done match reports, they've sent them through. We've also got an analyst, you know, watching the game. I watched part of the game on Wednesday night until the floodlights went off at Forest. So yeah, it is... It's easy to get information on the opposition. So that's not the problem. The problem is picking the right players to try and get the win.
And as for you, of course, people, Villa fans and those who were there tomorrow, they are familiar with you. You're a man of the club. They do know you, and they will support you if nothing else.
Yeah, I think the important thing is that they support the club, and they support the club through thick and thin. They're obviously disappointed at the position we're in at the moment, but... And if they get back behind the players once again tomorrow, that's what the players want. You know, I think I would imagine most of the players will be very disappointed at the manager losing his job. As I said, one or two will be less disappointed because they feel they'll have a second chance. But ultimately, the players have to play for the supporters, because it's the supporters that will be here many years to come.
A large part of the job, Kevin, is when you're playing, is impressing the manager, because you want to figure, you want to be in the next game. They know you're not going to be around long, so how difficult does that make it?
I'd like to think it makes it reasonably easy, because they're not trying to impress me, because I think we all know that the managers or manager who might be in the with a chance of taking the job, they will have people there watching the game tomorrow, so they will be desperate to impress them rather than myself. But I think ultimately they're professional sportsmen. They want to win football matches. And that's the most important thing.
Who will be assisting you? Will it be your team from the academy, your backroom team from the academy?
Yeah, I've got Mark, obviously, who played for the club and played for Wales. So he'll be coming up with me. And Brian Eastick, who's got a lot of experience. And Sam Meek, the goalkeeping coach. Because basically we haven't got anybody else. We've actually got an under-23 game tonight at Villa Park. So David Hughes and Sean Verity from the youth system, they're going to be taking that game tonight. So we all have to stand up and be counted. And to be fair, Mark, being a former player, and as I say, Brian, with all his experience, will be great help.
I'm sure Neil Harris at Millwall will be thinking, fantastic, the club, they've got no manager, they've got somebody trying to look after it, they're all wondering who the new manager's going to be. He might see this as an opportunity to take advantage of.
Yeah, I'm sure they will do. But then on the other side, our players hopefully will see this as an opportunity to impress somebody new coming in. So there's that different kind of battle. But we know what the Championship's like. You know, I think we've seen so many games this season been a draw, that it's probably the closest championship I've seen in many, many years. So, you know, we have to roll our sleeves up, get stuck into it, match the physicality of Millwall early on, and then hopefully, you know, if we get the chance, then we win the game.
You've mentioned the physicality there. What else do you expect on the pitch from Millwall?
Well, we know that going to the new Den is always intimidating because of the nature of the club. But they've got some very, very good players. Their two strikers are causing a lot of problems for people. But they've got good players all round. We just hope that we've got better players.
I suppose an old manager once said, sometimes you have to win that physical battle before you earn the right to play. It's a bit like that at the new Den.
Yeah, but I think in the Championship it's a bit like that. every game, because it's relentless. You play Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, then you maybe have a break, and it's Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday all the time. So listen, every team is physical in the Championship, and so we've got to try and match that early on, compete with them, and then hopefully we can come out on top.